Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, how'd you like a blessing? How about a fourfold blessing? That's what the Holy Spirit used Paul to pronounce upon all of us. Let's take a look at it. In Ephesians 3:16-19, we read that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Wow. Here we go. Part one, the inner man. The first part of Paul's blessing, actually the Holy Spirit's, to us is that Father God would give us something. That's what that word grant means. It's important to start with this understanding that it is indeed a gift. And it's not a meager gift. It is according to or in the measure of the riches of his glory. Now, glory is generally thought of as a splendor or brilliance, but its primary meaning is a view, an opinion, or a judgment. And in the New Testament, it is always a positive view. Of course, this is understandable, for when God sees you, he sees his Son Jesus in you. In other words, this gift is as great as God's opinion about his Son. And that greatness cannot be accurately described with words, can it? Anyway. This amazingly huge gift is to be strengthened with power. In the Greek, that's dynamis or dunamis, from which we get our word dynamite. Boom! And specifically, this strength is through or by way of his Spirit. And more specifically, this boom is in your inner being. It's where he has built you together along with other believers as a dwelling place for the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Unlike the strength of the flesh, this power never fades, never grows weak with age. When you are born again, your inner being, the real you, is one with God's Spirit, God's Son, and God himself. In fact, the scripture tells us God will bring all things together in unity in Jesus. Ephesians 1 says that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. So, friends, do not identify with that rotting corpse, your body, which hangs on to its sin and sinful ways. When you trusted in Christ as your Savior, your redemption, you died with him and were also raised with him. You truly are a new creation. Now, what this power is all about is the ultimate power, but its nature may surprise you. It's the power to trust God at all times, at every instant. It's the power to love those your flesh doesn't. It's the power to rest, to be at peace. It's the power to see Father God as Abba, Father. It's the power to be in absolute unity with God and his family. This power makes you suitable for God's, rather Paul's, second blessing. of the second part of his blessing. Part two, Christ's dwelling. This is more than amazing. I'll say that again. This is more than amazing. But if you accept Paul's, that is actually Christ's first blessing, you have the power to trust it. John 14, 20 says, "At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." To Judas, that is not Iscariot. Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." John 14:23. Wow! Read it again if you missed it. Your dwelling is in Christ, and his dwelling is in you. This is not someday in the future, by and by. It's the moment you first trusted in Jesus as your Savior. In him, it says, you also trusted. After you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. That's Ephesians 1:13. So understand that this word for dwelling is not a tent. It's not in any way temporary. It's a permanent residence. And get this, it's not a dwelling that you can measure in square feet or meters. Its dimensions are made for God himself. How vast is he? Well, the Bible says that God fills both heaven and earth, and that you can't go anywhere that God isn't. Ephesians 4:10 says, "He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things." So by definition, the size of this spiritual dwelling defies description. And guess what? What is it filled with? Oh, God. And John tells us in 1 John 4:16, "And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him." So, our wondrous dwelling in and with God is filled with love. And now, part three of the blessing, measureless love. That leads us to Paul's third blessing. You see, if you dwell in the midst of measureless love, you are definitely rooted and founded in it. You are one in it with him. Thus, I expect that we'll spend eternity exploring it, is him, in every direction. I say that word direction in quotation marks. I wish the translators had used the more sensible word here, that is, to eagerly seize or to possess instead of comprehend. Because we can and will, throughout all eternity, eagerly seize and possess or apprehend this mind-boggling love. But we don't have to comprehend it. Paul, or rather the Holy Spirit, tells us it's beyond knowledge. Now, you might think, but he also says that we will know the love of Christ. But that word for know means to know by experiencing. It's not mental. It's relational. So he's saying that we will experience the wondrous being of love, Father love, in all directions. If you would, throughout eternity, he who far surpasses knowledge, there is no limit, no boundary, no end to our God, our Savior, our Helper. Now, part four, filled with God. Which leads us then to the fourth blessing, to be filled with all the fullness of God. Oh, wow. Filled means filled, topped off, and fullness is repletion. Our forever is being filled up to the top with God, all of Him. In this, God fulfills His plan. He made us in the beginning in His image and likeness, and herein He fills us with Him, His love, His joy, His peace. Wow. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust Him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of His grace today.